NH Game Day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, two-handed pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three, shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today here on 1230 KHS. Hastings High Tigers getting set to take on Lexington in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays and coach sitting at 4-5 on the season, talking about the season. You got to be happy so far.
Well, we're coming off a couple wins at the end of holiday tournament that we feel good about. Really, we're battlers, you know, and games we fell behind in, which, you know, all year we've fallen behind and battled our way back and then not quite got over the hump. Well, those last two games, we did. You know, we finished it by hitting our free throws and getting ahead and controlling the end of the game. So I think we're feeling pretty good. Had a great week of practice.
In the holiday tournament, a loss to Columbus opened things out, and then a win over Lexington, a win over Scotts Bluff. Talk about your play during the holidays.
Well, I didn't like falling into the loser's bracket this year. We fell in the loser's bracket last year and knew there were going to be some games we could win. This year, the conference just much more level. You know, I knew you might not get an easier game in the loser's bracket than you did in the winner's bracket, so you might as well win. You know, Lex doesn't have a lot of wins on the season, but I really feel like they're 15, 16 points better than they were last year. They're playing a lot of good basketball. Hannah Ostrom is scoring for them. You know, you don't usually get all-state candidates from teams that have one or two wins, but, I mean, she's scoring 24 on Lincoln Pius last night. I mean, she's a heck of a ball player.
Now you've had 10 days, really, to get ready for this ball game. So a nice little break there in between the holiday tournament and where you really get back into the media schedule.
Yeah, you know, holiday tournament, we had 0 days to get ready for right off the moratorium. So actually, it's kind of interesting. You know, you're playing a team you just played, but really we're game planning for them for the first time. You know, we didn't have a plan coming in that first time. We were kind of piecing it together as we went. So, you know, we feel like we've got a little change. We've got some things that worked against them last time. And we've tweaked them a little because we know they'll be prepared for them. So we'll see what it looks like.
And this is one of the teams you played in the GNAC tournament. Why were you successful the first time around?
Well, in the first half, they took the lead, and Hannah had, I don't know, she may have had 18 points. So, you know, we took the philosophy in the second half, everybody else is going to have to beat us. And we really gave her a lot of attention. You know, one girl on her all the time and everybody else helping on her first and foremost. And that's how we were able to climb back in. The biggest thing, though, is we probably took care of our offensive end better and got some good shots. And we kind of started the game with a couple cheapies, and then you start thinking everything's going to be easy. And you put up some shots, and they're not so easy anymore. And so second half, we came out, really worked our offense. So I think tonight, that's really the key defensive step is control the ball on the offensive end a little bit so you're not playing defense all the time.
Really playing this team for the second time in a matter of 11 days. Is that a problem for you?
No, not really. I mean, except I wish they weren't as good as they are. You know, I'd rather play a worse team twice. But, you know, we kind of know them. And like I said, we kind of had an idea of our plan. And it's kind of actually nice to get to work on some of the things we threw in at the last minute that we needed against them. So we'll see how it looks today.
We got a couple of injuries. Jamie Johnson is out. Alex Schmidt is out. A couple of guards for you. How has that changed kind of the dynamics of your team?
Well, it's changed the way we want to play defense because we don't have as much pressurers. You know, we were kind of building our defensive pressure around Jamie all year. And if Alex had been available, we'd have been building it around her too. And without both of them, you know, we like to play an up-tempo game. We want to get up and down the court, you know. But defensively, you got to force that in some way. Well, all of a sudden, we can't force it with our man-to-man. So we've had to make some changes and try some different things, some different combination defenses and some different presses that we can play with our personnel. We're big and strong, you know, we're going with a big lineup by necessity, so we've got to use it.
Well, you've moved Taylor Hendricks around a little bit, haven't you?
Yep, she's moved out, and she's played some two-guard as the year was going on, but now she's there all the time, and if she's out living apples a two-guard, that's a pretty strong forward playing two-guard for you. So, yeah, you know, they make us very flexible, you know, both of them. We could put three guards around them and have them run a post-exchange offense, and they'd know what they were doing. And they can step out and handle the ball a little bit. So, you know, the flexibility of having good athletes like we do, we're just having to use it.
Just putting together the numbers for the ball game, it looks like you've had a lot of success of rebounding the basketball. You're out rebounding your opponents by seven, and that's going to be huge for you.
Yeah, I was saying to my coaches the other day, boy, you know, we haven't had to talk about getting back on defense very much. And it's not because I think we're great at it. I think it's that we are such a threat offensive rebounding-wise that people can't run. you know, they've got to make sure they secure the boards. We've got some girls who are really tenacious about it. Annie Graylish and Elizabeth Franzen just have been doing amazing jobs. And then Taylor and Libby pick up plenty of their share. And then you bring Bailey Richmond off the bench, who's just an amazing athlete at about 5'10 and jumping out of the gym. And, yeah, you can really rebound on people. So we've been trying to make a living doing that.
Okay, Lexington and Hastings High coming up this afternoon. We'll take our break. We'll come back right after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings High head coach Greg Mays, Hastings High and Lexington, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here this afternoon. Like I said, Lexington didn't have a lot of wins on the season, but they got a pretty good player. Talk about this Hannah Ostrom girl. She's averaging 16, 17 points per game. Just talk about her as a player.
Well, she can score it from everywhere. She can shoot it very well, you know, and you start to think about her as a shooter only. But she can put it on the floor and finish. She's not super quick finishing. She's a strong finisher. She's about 5'10". You know, so if she's not shooting over you, she's making a strong move to the hoop. She's got a nice little spin finish. She can post you up with her back to the basket, and she can go get rebounds and score. She can score in transition and half court. So, I mean, that's how you average 17 points a game is you can do it all, and she can do it all. So we'll be dealing with her by committee tonight.
Just talk about how we're going to slow her down. We're not going to stop her. How do we slow her down?
Well, we're going to tag team her first a little bit. I mean, we'll send Sophia Pankratz at her, who's a little quicker. Taylor Henricks at her, who's really has a great nose for tipping the ball, knocking the ball away. And then we'll probably run Elizabeth Franzen at her a little bit, who'd be bigger than her. So we'll send all three of those and give them a crack at her. And then in the meantime, everybody else is going to be playing a lot of help on her. They'll be knowing where she is as much as they're knowing where they're guarding.
Like we said earlier, we're getting into the meat of the schedule now for the 2014-2015 season. This is the time of the year you want to start building some momentum, start piling up some wins and getting things rolling along, isn't it?
That's what we want to do today, you know, and I really feel like, you know, step one to that is show up to practice and do work. And, wow, I have loved practice this week. It's been a great run. We came off of two practices last week where we went back, just did fundamental stuff, including the fundamental of running. You know, they don't always like to hear, but we got after that a little bit. And then we came back, and they were really ready to game plan, really ready to work on some of the intricacies of offenses. I don't think we put anything new in, but we said, okay, you know, we run this, and we get the first option a lot. What else? When people take that away, and they've really embraced that and learned to play the play, like we call it. Whatever they do, react to that and take whatever's left.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
That's Greg Mays, the head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description. Coming up next, Hastings High in Lexington today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
This afternoon, 1230 KHAS heads into the jungle as the Tigers get set to take on Lexington in high school basketball.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three, shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
Play-by-play of this afternoon's game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Now let's head out to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth for the call of today's game. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College has got the bye week this weekend, so we present a special edition of high school basketball today at the Jungle at Hastings High as the Tigers get set to take on the Lexington Minute Maids and the Minute Men here in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader. As girls' game is up first, Hastings High coming in, a record of 4 wins and 5 losses on the season. Hastings going 2-1 in the GNAC tournament during the holidays here at the Tiger Gym. Meanwhile, Lexington, they come in a record of 1 win and 9 losses. They have lost 9 games in a row. They won their opener over Gothenburg 41-33, and they have not won since. They went 0-3 in the GNAC tournament. That includes a loss to Hastings High, 58-45. So a couple of basketball teams looking to right the ship, so to speak, will score off here this afternoon in our first game of two between Hastings High and Lexington. We'll get to the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Minute Maids of Lexington, they will go this way. Ellie Rowe will get a start at one of the guards, 5'6" and a junior. She is averaging 5.1 points per ball game. Hannah Ostrom is a 5'10" junior. We talked about her during the pregame show. Ostrom is averaging 16.9 points per ball game and 7.2 rebounds per game. Riley Lauby is a 5'3" freshman. Is going to start today for Lexington. She's averaging 1.4 points per ball game. Also, a Lily Fattig is a 5'10" sophomore. She's averaging 1.4 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. And Kaylin Pack is a 5'8" junior. She is averaging 2 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. Again, Lexington coming in with a mark of 1 win and 9 losses on the season as they enter this ball game against Hastings High. Meanwhile, the Tigers, they are 4-5 on the year. They'll go with the starting lineup that looks like this. Libby Knapple is a 5'9" junior. Knapple is averaging 9.9 points per ball game and 4.2 rebounds per game. Anna Graylish is a 5'10" junior. Graylish is averaging about 4 points per ball game, and she's averaging about 3.4 rebounds per game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'8" junior. Pankratz right now averaging around 8 points per ball game for Hastings High. Elizabeth Franzen is a 5'11" senior. Franzen is averaging 8.8 points per ball game. And then Taylor Henricks, a 5'8" senior. Henricks is averaging 6.8 points per ball game. So it's Hastings High and the Lexington Minute Maids in the first ball game here this afternoon. Got the boys game coming up next. And again, a lot of basketball being played around the area today. In fact, all the teams in Hastings are seeing playing time today. Adams Central is playing at St. Paul in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader there. And Hastings St. Cecilia is also in action today as they're playing in Lincoln against Lincoln Christian. We'll pass along the scores as we get them here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings. So it's orange and black on the court here today. Hastings High going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black, just the opposite for Lexington. The Minute Maids come out in their black uniforms today with their orange trim. Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our left, and the ball is in the air, and the Lexington Minute Maids will control the opening tip. This could be confusing for a while. Black and orange out there today. Lexington in the black uniforms playing in the jungle here at Hastings High. Top of the key is going to be Allie Rose. This ball game is underway. Again, Ostrom is their main player. This is her right here. Hannah Ostrom takes the ball in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers have got the rebound. Here they come back up the floor. Franzen with a rebound. Tigers back into their offensive zone for the first time here this afternoon. Knapple with the ball at the top of the key. Down to Franzen. Franzen pounds the ball down low. Grabbing the ball down there. Shooting and scoring is Taylor Henricks. Henricks is the transfer out of Sandy Creek. Now playing for Hastings High. Taylor Henricks gets the first field goal of the ball game for the Tigers. And Hastings High goes out on top here in this ball game by a score of 2-0.
Just underway here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings. Here comes Lexington back with the ball as they move it on the wing on the right side. That's Rowe back outside. Here's Fattig. She throws up a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Rebound chased down here by Elizabeth Franzen of Hastings. Franzen brings her back the other way down the near sideline. Out of Knappel. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled into play. It'll be Knappel taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings side. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Lexington. It's going to go on Ellie Rowe. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Minute Maids here in this first quarter of play. Libby Knappel will go to the free throw line for Hastings High. Knappel is a 53% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Libby Knappel cans her first free throw. Hastings High is a team hitting 52% from the free throw line, 37% from the field, and about 21% from three-point territory. Next shot by Libby Knappel is in the air. That one is good, and the Tigers have a 4-0 lead. And Hastings played this team during the GNAC tournament and beat Lexington by the score of 58-45. Lexington comes back the other way. Fattig has got the ball. Their short jumper from 10 feet away is going to be no good. The ball tapped out, picked up by the Tigers. Hastings has got it. Elizabeth Franzen hands the ball away to Sophia Pankratz as she brings it across the 10-second line. Right-handed dribble about waist high. Goes over to Knappel on the wing on the right side. Now top of the key. That's a Taylor Henricks. Moves it over here to Franzen. Franzen gives it away now to a Pankratz as she takes it into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Pankratz taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings High. Draws the personal foul on Lexington. This is going to go on to Kaylin Pack. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two in the Minute Maid. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings High will play things in. Taylor Henricks with the ball. Now they move it down in the corners. Hastings High sets up offensively. Pankratz moves it down the lane. Ball tipped away. Pankratz picks her back up. Throws her down in the corner. A long-range jumper has been up there. No good by Knappel. Rebound comes down to Taylor Henricks. They feed it down low. Here's a shot up there, up and in by Anna Graylish. Graylish scores. Hastings High doing a great job in the glass again. Hastings High, we talked about it during the pregame show, out-rebounding their opponents this year, 34-27. That time they get a couple of offensive rebounds and finally a score from Anna Graylish. And now Lexington wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. So we play just a minute and 2 seconds. We've got a timeout, actually 2 minutes and 2 seconds. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings High 6, Lexington nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Specials this week, a 2013 Impala, $15,975. Or a 2011 Sonata for $13,975. Colorado and South Street in Hastings and kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. The Hastings High girls out on top of Lexington by a score of 6-0 to start this basketball game. There's a pass by Lexington's Blair Adil. That's going to be tipped and intercepted by the Tigers. They come back the other way. They get a field goal, and they're fouling the play. That's Sophia Pankratz getting the field goal there for Hastings High. First turnover on Lexington here in the ball game, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Minute Maids, as a Pankratz will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Lobby. That's going to be her first foul. Now Sophia Pankratz to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. So a 3-point play. And the Tigers are out on top by a score of 9-0 over Lexington here in the first quarter. We still got 5:44 to play. Contact made on the far sideline. As bringing the ball up the floor was Edeal. And she is chopped down just as she crosses the 10-second line. Personal foul is going to be called on Sophia Pankratz. That's going to be her first. Got a score in. We'll keep you up to date on the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This is normally a college basketball afternoon. Morningside, the nation's number one ranked team, is in overtime right now with Doan. Tigers forced overtime with Morningside. They are tied up at 73 points apiece as they head into the overtime session. Here's Lexington with the ball out here on the wing. That's going to be Rowe with it. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Long rebound comes out to Ostrom. She'll throw up a three-pointer. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes out to Hastings High. Taylor Henricks leading the break back the other way for the Tigers. They get it now to Knappel. Drive, shoots, and misses. Rebound Henricks, and it shines up and in. For Taylor Henricks scoring there in the offensive board in the putback. She's got 4 points, and the Tigers have exploded out of the gates here. Hastings High out on top of Lexington by the score of 11-0. And the Minute Maids are 1-9 in the season. Hastings High sitting at 4-5, meeting for the second time in 11 days here this afternoon at the Jungle at Hastings High. Rowe has got the ball, not a Lobby. There's a pass diagonally across the lane. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Packer. Shot is up and in. A breakdown of the Tigers defensively as Pack was wide open. Just to the left of the basket, she scores. 11-2 is the score. Here's a Sophia Pankratz with the ball now for Hastings High. 35 feet away from the basket, just across the 10-second line. They set up the offense here. Here's Sophia Pankratz with the ball. She brings it out near the 10-second line. They reset the offense. Right on her face defensively is a Lauby now for Lexington. There's Annie Graylish with the ball to the near sideline. Pankratz throws up a three. Her shot no good. Another offensive rebound. That's Knappel. She's surrounded down on the baseline. Gets it back out here to Pankratz. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Bingo. Sophia Pankratz nails a three-pointer. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 14-2 here in girls high school basketball action from the jungle at Hastings High. Here comes Lexington back up the floor. The Minute Maids averaging 45 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 59 on the defensive end. There's Briley Lauby with the ball now. Puts it on the floor and dribbles to the near sideline. Picked up by Hendricks as a pass. It's going to be deflected and is picked up by Hendricks. Second turnover on Lexington. Pankratz comes back the other way for Hastings High. Draws contact from Rowe, and Rowe picks up the personal foul. The second foul on Ellie Rowe of Lexington. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Minute Maids here in the first quarter of play. End of the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Bailey Richmond. Bailey Richmond into the ball game now. She's averaging 2.7 points per ball game. Richmond, a 5'10" sophomore for the Tigers. Also checking in now for Lexington is going to be Blair Adeel again. So Adeel is into the ball game for the Minute Maids. 14-2 is the score. Hastings High out on top. Here's the inbounds pass. It comes to Richmond. Her shot from short range is going to be no good off of the baseline. Rebound comes out of Hannah Ostrom now for Lexington. Ostrom scored 24 last night as they played Lincoln Pius. There's a feed to the right baseline to Edeal, and her shot is up and in. Ostrom gets the assist, and Blair Edeal gets the field goal, and Lexington has got their second field goal of the ball game. 14-4 is the score. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High with the lead. Pankratz in the lane. Her shot good. Pankratz knocked down into play, but no foul called. Pankratz has got 8 points already in the ball game. Hastings High has got 16 on the board here in the first quarter. 16-4. We still got 3 minutes to play. Ostrom takes it down the left side of the lane, goes for the basket. Her shot rims off, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there, no good by Pack. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Rebounded there by the Tigers. That's to Bailey Richmond with a board. Gets it in the hands now of Sophia Pankratz. Tigers have the ball with a 2:53 to play here in the first quarter. Bounce pass down the right side of the lane. They get it down there to Knappel. Her shot's up and in. Libby Knappel puts it up there left-handed and scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Tigers now out on top of Lexington here in girls high school basketball. The score is 18-4 this afternoon. There's a Hannah Ostrom with the ball for Lexington. She's their leading scorer, averaging 16.9 points per ball game. Adeel has got it right at the free throw line out of Ostrom as he drives it down the left side of the lane, stops and pops. Her shot is up there. Off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Libby Knappel has got the ball for the Tigers. Gets it away now to Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz across the 10-second line. Goes to Libby Knappel on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Maneuvering down there is Franson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ostrom for Lexington, and she is fouled in backcourt, and it's going to go on Sophia Pankratz. Pankratz picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Tigers. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High out on top of Lexington this afternoon by a score of 18-4. And Ostrom with the ball, hands it away out here in three-point territory. That's Garcia with the ball now. Garcia into the ball game. She's got it, and she moves it down to Ostrom on the baseline on the left side. She backs up out here in three-point territory, fakes the three, sends it out top to Adeel. Shot is up there and in. Blair Adeel hits the three-pointer. She's now got 5 points in the ball game for Lexington, and the Minute Maids are back to within 14 points, or checked out within 11 points now. 18-7 is the score. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here they lob the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Franzen out of bounds. The Tigers turn it away for the first time here this afternoon. Head of the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Kelsey Rebarger. Rebarger comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Rebarger, a 5'7" sophomore, so she's into the ball game now with a minute and 28 seconds to play here in quarter number one. 18-7 is the score. Hastings High has led this baby from the start. They scored the first 11 points in the ball game here this afternoon. Here's Adeel with the ball, high left side. Adeel moves it down there to Ostrom, out in three-point territory, down in the corner. Picked up there by a Taylor Hendricks of Hastings High. The Tigers are in the man-to-man defense. Ostrom, nice pass underneath the bucket, wide open. There's Blair Adeel, and she lays it in. Ostrom was double-teamed over there. Somebody had to be open, and it was a Blair Adeel. Ostrom got her the ball, and she lays it in. Right side of the basket. Now it's an 18-9 ball game. Hastings High with a 9-point lead. Richmond with the ball. Goes on the wing to Libby Knappel. 45 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Knappel drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Franzen had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Knappel, and she scores. Libby Knappel scores for Hastings High. She's now got 6 points in the ball game for the Tigers. And Hastings has put 20 points on Lexington here in the first quarter. There's Ostrom for three. Shot good. Comes down to floor and cans it from the top of the key. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Hannah Ostrom. 20-12 now. Lexington back to within 8 points. Tigers have the ball here on the near sideline. 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Libby Knappel has got it. Comes across the top to Richmond. Richmond holds it. Goes on the wing on the right side. That's Rebarger behind the screen from Richmond. Kicks it out here to Knappel. Now with 5 seconds, Rebarger's got the ball. Trying to drive inside. She's surrounded. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up there and in at the buzzer by Richmond. Bailey Richmond on the assist from Rebarger scores as the horn sounds here at the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here this afternoon from the Tiger Den at Hastings High. Hastings has the lead over Lexington. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 22, Lexington 12.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings or online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Women's college basketball here this afternoon from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia has beaten Northwestern today in Seward by a score of 90-80. That game has just gone final. And it was Briar Cliff picking up a win today over Midland. The final score of 61-60 in women's college play. We'll see the Midland University Warriors coming up next Wednesday when Hastings College will play in Fremont. Hastings High with the lead here in high school basketball. 22-12 is the score. Tigers out on top by 10 points as we start the second quarter. Hastings High with the possession here, the opening possession of the second quarter. Here's a Taylor Hendricks with the ball, drives it down the lane. A bounce pass that could be deflected. A scramble is on. That is going to be picked up by Hendricks. Back out to a Pankratz. Takes it to the free throw line. Out to Anna Graylish. Over to Richmond. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass. They get it there. It's a Graylish. It's out from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Ball chased down on the baseline and knocked out of bounds by Hendricks. The ball was chased down there by Rowe of Lexington. So despite how well Hastings High has played so far in this ball game, they've got a 10-point lead, and Lexington has got the basketball. There's Lily Fattig with the ball. Fattig gets it away now to Ostrom, and she drives it right inside the free throw line, puts up a short jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Tigers. That's Elizabeth Fanson with a rebound. Gives it away now to Sophia Pankratz, and the Tigers have the ball. We're in the second quarter of play. 22-12 is the score. They're in the second period. Hastings High with the ball. Here's a Pankratz for three. Shot is up there and in. Sophia Pankratz nails a three-pointer from the left wing. She has got 11 points in the ball game now for the Tigers. 11 out of the 25. 6:45 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Lexington in girls high school basketball today. Anna Ostrom with the ball now for Lexington. Goes on the wing. That's Rowe. Rowe out here to Edeal right at the top of the key. Edeal looking right. Comes back left on the wing. Rowe drives the ball to the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good on a running one-hander. And then the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' high ball. So Ellie Rowe took it right to the hole on a running one-hander down the lane that would not go, and the ball lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' high ball. They play things in. Now it's going to be deflected. Now picked up by the Tigers. Hendricks has got the ball down to the 10-second line. They get it to Elizabeth Franzen. We've got a whistle and a traveling violation on Franzen. Lexington was applying pressure that time down the floor, and Hastings' high had problems getting the ball to the 10-second line, and the traveling violation right at the mid-court stripe. The second turnover on Hastings High here in the ballgame. 6:17 to play in the first half. Hastings High on the top here in women or girls basketball. It's 25-12. The score here is Lexington has got the possession in their offensive zone. Fattig has got it. And out top to Adil. Now to Fattig on the wing to Adil. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Here's a pass deflected away from Ostrom. The battle is on. Comes out here near the 10-second line. Picked up by Ostrom. Ostrom gets it to Fatty. Her lob pass in the lane is going to be deflected, picked up on the far sideline now. That's a pack with the ball. Now to a deal for Lexington. Trying to work against this Hastings High man-to-man defense. Out on top is going to be Hannah Ostrom. She's picked up there by Taylor Henrichs out of Hastings High. Ostrom moves the ball to the wing on the right side. Throws it out here to Rowe at the top of the key. Rowe down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It is good, and she's fouled into play. Ellie Rowe gets the field goal to go down, and she is hacked on the arm. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Tigers. It's going to go on Pankratz, and that's going to be her third personal foul. So three fouls now on Sophia Pankratz. She's been the offense for the Tigers so far in this ball game, and she's got 11 points. Now Rebarger is going to have to come into the ball game. They're already short on players. Alex Schmidt is out for Hastings High as one of the guards. As the free throw is up there, no good by Ellie Rowe. Jamie Johnson is also out for the Tigers and will not play today. So now Hastings High already short at the guard position, and Sophia Pankratz has now got three personal fouls. Richmond comes out of the ball game as well for the Tigers. And coming back in there is going to be Libby Knappel. So it's 25-14. Hastings High out on top of Lexington here. And now the Minute Maids again will apply pressure here in backcourt. Henrichs has got the ball. Henrichs comes back to Knappel. Knappel goes to the far sideline. Hastings High finally gets it into the offensive zone on the break. Now Anna Graylich mishandles the ball. Graylich picks her back up. Now to Elizabeth Franzen. Out to Knappel. Here's Rebarger, top of the key for three. Shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. And the rebound is brought down here by Ostrom. Hannah Ostrom with the ball now for Lexington. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Stops and pops for three. Shot good. Right down through the hole. Hannah Ostrom now with a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. She's got six. And Lexington is back to within 8 points at 25-17 after the Tigers had a 22-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Tigers turn the ball away again as the ball is ripped out of the lane there by Blair Adil, the third turnover on Hastings High. Here comes Ostrom back with the ball now. She comes across the top to Adil. Hastings High has now gone to more of a zone defense here. They were man-to-man early in this ball game. There's a long-range jumper for three. Good. Ellie Rowe throws up a three ball. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Lexington is back to within 5 points at 25-20 after Hastings High had to go all their way there in the first quarter. Here's Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger sends it to the 10-second line. Mishandled by Graylich. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lexington basketball as the Tigers give it away for the fourth time here in this first half of play. 25-20 is the score. Lexington back to within 5 points, and now the Minute Maids, dressed in their black and orange uniforms, come back in their offensive zone, shooting to our basket to our right here this afternoon. Rowe gets it inside. They get it to Pack. Her passing can be deflected, but it's picked up by Fattig. She sends it back inside. Now they kick it out here for a three-pointer. Shot up there. It's going to be no good by Adil. Offensive rebound. Follow shot's going to be no good by Fattig. And now we got a traveling violation on the rebound. I think a couple of Tigers there battling for the ball, and a traveling violation is called on Hastings High. That's going to be turnover number 5 on the Tigers here in the ball game. So Lexington will play things in. The Minute Maids within 5 points here. 25-20 after Hastings High got out to a huge lead. Inbounds pass right underneath the basket to Kaylin Pack, and she scores. Pack now with 4 points in the ball game. 25-22 now with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Again, a pass down the floor is going to be tipped out of bounds here. Right in front of the Lexington bench by Pack. Hastings High will play things in. So now with one of the main scorers, in fact, the leading scorer for Hastings High, Sophia Pankratz on the bench. Hastings High's got to look to somebody else to score. There's a shot from the left baseline up and in. Elizabeth Franzen scores a short jumper off the left baseline, and now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings High scored the first 11 points of the ball game here this afternoon. Now they find themselves in a fight. 27-22 is the score. Tigers out on top by five, but Lexington has got the basketball. These two teams meeting for the second time in 11 days here today. Hannah Ostrom with the ball, spins at the elbow. Bounce pass comes over here to Rowe. Her long-range jumper is way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Rebarger, and she signed up on the play. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Those fouls going to be called. It was tied up, but then the other official comes in, and we got a personal foul called here on Lily Fattig. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number six called on the Minute Maids here in this first half of play. Hastings High with the ball now here in backcourt. Brings it across the 10-second line. Anna Graylish has got it, and a traveling violation on Graylish. So Hastings High with Sophia Pankratz on the bench. A little unorganized here offensively. That's the sixth turnover on Hastings High. And they're about their third straight down the floor here. Lexington has got the ball back here. Anna Ostrom with it. Working against Hendricks. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hendricks all over her defensively. Comes across the top now to Rowe. Rowe moves it to the left side of the lane. Reverses the ball and comes out here to Adil. Adil is picked up out there by Rebarger of Hastings. Adil behind the screen. Moves it to the left side of the floor. She's picked up now by Hastings' eyes, Annie Graylish. And now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on the Tigers here. In the Lexington offensive zone, the foul is going to be called on Graylish. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number four in the Tigers. Alba Muniz coming into the ball game now for the Lexington Minute Maids. So Muniz is into the ball game. Lexington trailing by five, 27-22. Lexington has got the ball. There's a Garcia with it out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top to Rowe. 200 pass comes to the near sideline. It's a Fattig with the ball. Back outside now to Ostrom. Takes a 3-pointer. Shots off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound and is taken out of there by Hastings. Elizabeth Franzen, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Muniz. That's going to be her first foul. So Alba Muniz picks up her initial personal foul here in this ball game. That's going to be team foul number seven on Lexington here in the first half of play. It's going to be Hastings High going to the free throw line. Libby Knappel will toe the mark here. Knappel has got 6 points in the ball game thus far. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 53% for the season. Her shot is up there and in. Libby Knappel averaging 9.9 points per ball game. Now coming into the ball game for Hastings High, I think it's Julia Reimer is going to come into the contest now for the Tigers. Here's the next shot up there. It's going to be good by Libby Knappel. So she's now got 8 points in the ball game, 29-22. The Tigers have increased their lead back up to 7 points after Lexington cut that lead to 3 at 25-22 here in the quarter. Lexington has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Ellie Rowe has got it out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Rowe goes over in the wing on the left side. Dribbling with the ball there is going to be Garcia. He brings it to the right side. Now loses control of the dribble. It goes out of bounds, and it was lost off of the fingertips of Garcia. That's going to be Hastings High basketball. That's going to be turnover number 3 on Lexington here in the ball game. So it's going to be the Tigers coming back the other way. Lupita Garcia losing control of the basketball there right in front of the scorer's table. And Hastings High will play it in on the Lexington turnover. Tigers have the ball. Anna Graylish has got the ball at the top of the key. Moves it over to Knappel on the wing on the right side. Behind a Graylish screen. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Off of the back iron. And the rebound comes down here to Lexington. The Minute Maids have the basketball. Ostrom has got the ball. Now down in the right corner. Rowe throws up a three. It's no good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Knappel of Hastings. Here come the Tigers back the other way. This is Reimer with the ball. She brings it across the midcourt stripe. Goes over to Knappel on the wing on the right side. Down top of the key to Hendricks. The Anna Graylish. The Reimer here on the left wing. Dribbles to the elbow. Gives it up now. Outside a three-pointer put up there and in. That's Hendricks. Taylor Hendricks knocking down a three ball from the right wing. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And the Tigers go back out on top by a score of 32-22. A minute and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the jungle at Hastings High here this afternoon. Rowe has got the ball. Rowe moves it down in the corner. The ball tipped away, but it's picked back up. Moves it back out here on the wing to Bradley Lobby, who's back into the ball game. Loses control of the ball, picks it up in the corner. Lobby's being pressured out here, has to get rid of it. And now Lobby, let's see, we got a timeout called. A timeout's going to be called by the Lexington bench as Lobby was being pressured in the corner there. Hastings High nearly had the five-second violation Greg Mays is asking for. We got a, all right, a 5-second violation is called down there. So a 5-second violation is called. Lexington wanted the timeout. They thought they got it, but they did not. So a violation on Lexington. That's their fourth turnover. And Hastings High will come back with the basketball with a 32-22 lead in this girls' basketball game. Taylor Hendricks with the ball for Hastings High. Comes out to Reimer out here. Bobbles the ball. Now picks it back up. 25 feet away from the basket. Libby Knappel has got it. Knappel holds it. Knappel holds it. Now puts it on the floor and dribbles behind a Graylish screen. Moves it to the wing on the left side. Gives the ball away to Graylish. It goes through her fingertips. She picks her back up. Here's a pass going to be deflected away from Taylor Hendricks out of bounds. Hastings High will play things in. Jolie Anderson coming into the ball game now for Lexington, replacing Lobby. So Jolie Anderson into the ball game for the first time. Hastings High gets the ball down on the baseline. The shot is up there by Graylish. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannah Ostrom. Ostrom runs her back the other way. 2-on-4. Ostrom holds up. Goes on the left side now to Pack. She drives the ball into the paint. We got a traveling violation. Caitlin Pack is only whistled for the extra steps. That's 5 turnovers now in Lexington. Hastings with 6 turnovers. We got 12.2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. Hendricks will get things in to a Libby Knappel. Comes on the near side. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Ostrom. She drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there left-handed. The shot good. Ostrom gets the steal at the midcourt stripe and scores, and that's the way the first half ends. So a great play there by Hannah Ostrom. That happened right in front of us as Ostrom steals the ball away and takes it to the hole and scores. She's now got 8 points here in the first half. And Lexington is within 8 points at halftime. The score at the break, it's Hastings High 32, Lexington 24. You're listening to high school basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces.
I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Hastings High Tigers basically owned the first quarter today. The Tigers jumped out to an 11-0 lead over Lexington. The Tigers led at the end of the first quarter by 10 points at 22-12. Lexington came back in period number 2 and got within 3 points at 25-22. The Tigers then scoring 7 straight points to go back out on top by 10 at 32-22 with a 1:13 left in the second quarter. And then Lexington scoring that final field goal and a steal from Hannah Ostrom and a driving layup by Ostrom. And right now, it's an 8-point ball game at halftime. Hastings High 32 and Lexington 24. We'll get to the halftime numbers here in the ball game today, brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop Food Cupboard and save big today. For Lexington, they've gotten 8 points here in the first half from Hannah Ostrom. She's knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal in the ball game. She's got 8 points here in this first half. 7 points for Blair Edeal. Blair has got a 3-point field goal and 2 2-point field goals, so she's got 7 points here in the ball game. 5 points for Ellie Rowe. She's got a 3 and a 2, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. The only other person to score for Lexington has been Caitlin Pack. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. So Lexington 0 out of 1 from the free throw line, unofficially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High so far, they're being led by Sophia Pankratz. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Pankratz has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got 2 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Pankratz leading the way with 11 points, but she's also got 3 personal fouls here in the ball game and did not play a whole lot there in the second period. Other scorers for Hastings, Libby Knappel. She has got 8 points. Knappel has got 2 field goals, and she's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 8. Taylor Henrich, she has got 7 points today. Henrich has got a couple of field goals, and she's hit a 3-pointer for her 7. The other scorers for Hastings High, Anna Grayler, she has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. Bailey Richmond, she had a field goal for 2 points in the first quarter. And Elizabeth Franson, she has got a field goal for 2. Hastings High, 5 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. Unofficially, 6 turnovers in the basketball game. So getting our score here at halftime, the Hastings High Tigers in girls play out on top of Lexington by the score of 32-24. As far as the other schools are concerned, we've got Hastings tie here against Lexington in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Adams Central Patriots, after their wins last night over Arcadia Loop City, both the boys and girls are on the road tonight. They've got ball games at St. Paul. And Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkins and Blue Hawks playing in Lincoln today against Lincoln Christian. At halftime here at the Tiger Gym, the score, Hastings High out on top of Lexington by a score of 32-24. We'll have more right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Specials this week, a 2013 Impala, $15,975. Or a 2011 Sonata for $13,975. Colorado and South Street in Hastings and kirshnersautocorner.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Again, Hastings College not playing today. It's their bye weekend. So we present additional coverage of high school basketball on this Saturday as Hastings High playing Lexington in this doubleheader this afternoon. There is a lot of action going on in the GPAC, so we want to keep you up to date on what's going on there, although the Broncos not playing today. All the women's games are in the books, and the marquee game today was in Crete where the Doane College Tigers went into overtime but lost to number one ranked Morningside, the final score of 88-86. So Morningside continues to win. We'll see the Mustangs next Saturday as Hastings College will play in Sioux City against the Mustangs next Saturday. 88-86, the final score today. Morningside wins over Doane. The other scores, Briar Cliff wins today in Fremont by a score of 61-60. We will head for Fremont on Wednesday. Hastings College will play Midland on the Wednesday night, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:45. Concordia today, they knocked off Northwestern in Seward by 10, 90-80. And Nebraska Wesleyan, they lose to Dort by a score of 73-63. Other games going on. Presentation College is playing a non-conference game at Mount Marty today. Later on today, Dakota Wesleyan will play at Dakota State in women's play at 5:30. All the guys' games are now underway with the same teams going there. On the men's side of things, Dakota State is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. That ball game starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Also got an NCAA Division I game for the men. Seton Hall today knocks off Creighton on a score of 68-67. That's the fifth straight loss now for the Creighton Blue Jays. We're at halftime here of girls high school basketball from the jungle at Hastings High. The score, it's Hastings High 32, Lexington 24. We'll have more after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the jungle at Hastings High, 32-24 is the score in halftime. The Tigers out on top of Lexington. We've got the NFL playoffs going on today as well. This is the AFC semifinals, and Baltimore has jumped out on top of New England. Earlier in that ball game, the Ravens leading the New England Patriots by the score of 14-0, with New England driving here. As that ball game is still early in the first half, Baltimore leading New England in the NFL playoffs today by a score of 14-0. So a busy Saturday with football, a little basketball thrown in here. And now we get the second half as the Lexington Minute Maids will shoot to our basket to our left. This second half is underway. Lexington, after falling behind 11-0, got back to within 3 points there in the second quarter. But right now they're looking at an 8-point deficit, 32-24. Here's Ostrom with the ball. Ostrom guarded out there again by Hendricks of Hastings as the Tigers back to their man-to-man defense. Here's Adil. Adil drives the ball into the paint. A little short jumper is off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Pankratz. So Sophia Pankratz back into the ball game with three personal fouls. And now she is fouled here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to be called on Ellie Rowe. That's going to be her third foul now for Lexington. First team foul in a Minute Maids here in this third quarter of play. Hastings High will play things in and backcourt, and now Lexington will apply some pressure back here. The Tigers have the ball, trying to bring her up. There's a pass to the 10-second line. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. That's the seventh turnover on Hastings High. Ostrom's shot's going to be blocked down by Hendricks, and Taylor grabs the ball for the Tigers. Running back the other way. Here comes Hastings High. Pankratz down the lane, stops, bounce pass, right side, shot good. Elizabeth Franzen scores on the assist from Sophia Pankratz, and the Tigers back out on top by 10 points. It's 34-24 the score now. We're a minute into the third quarter here from the Tiger gym. Here's Hannah Ostrom with the ball, moves it to the wing on the right side, picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. Hendricks all over her defensively. Ostrom is knocked down, no foul called. Here's Adil with the ball. Adil puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the left side. Adil reverses the ball and gets it to Ostrom now. Ostrom about to 35 feet away from the basket. Now dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Sends it over here to Rowe on the wing on the left side. Rowe, two-handed pass, comes inside. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there, no good by Pack. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers with a rebound. That's Graylich with a rebound as they get it to Hendricks. And she drives it back the other way. And she's fouled in the play as Hendricks took the ball right to the hole there. And she is fouled in the play. And she'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings High. The personal foul is whistled on Pack. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Minute Maids here in the second half of play. Taylor Hendricks in the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there and in. Taylor Hendricks, a 44% foul shooter in the season. She's 11 out of 25 coming to the ball game here this afternoon. Again, 52% for the Tigers as a team. Next shot is up there is good. Hastings High doing a great job for the line today. They are 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. And Hastings is out on top again by 12 points here in girls high school basketball. The score is 36-24. Here's Anna Ostrom. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Met again by Taylor Hendricks, has been guarding her all day long today. Here's Ellie Rowe with the ball. Rowe on the wing now. The Pack, they lob it inside to Ostrom, and the foul's going to be called. Personal foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Taylor Hendricks. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one of the Tigers here in the second half of play. Lexington will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Adil looking to trigger things in. Adil looking, finally gets it into Rowe, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. Ellie Rowe loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on the Minute Maids. That's number 6 on them. Hastings High will come back with the ball, leading by 12 points here. It is 36-24. We're about 2 minutes into the second half here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Tigers have the ball. Here's a Hendricks into the offensive zone. Hendricks drives the ball down the right side of the lane all the way to the rack, and she's fouled into play. Taylor Hendricks found the seam in the defense and drove it right to the hole there and draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Pack again. Galen Pack picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Minute Maids here in the third quarter. Taylor Hendricks goes to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. Good. Taylor Hendricks now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings High still has not missed a free throw today. Don't want to put a jinx on them here. They're 8 for 8. Make it 9 for 9 as Taylor Hendricks knocks down another one. And the Tigers are out on top by 14 points. 38-24 is the score in girls high school basketball this afternoon. There's Hannah Ostrom with the ball. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 10. Shot good. Ostrom now has got 10 points in the ball game. She scored 24 last night as Lexington lost to Lincoln Pius by the score of 61-57. There's Hastings High with the ball. Driving down the right side of the lane to the basket. She goes at Sophia Pankratz, and she scores. Pankratz has now got 13 points in the basketball game. It's now a 40-26 ball game. 40-26, Hastings High with the lead. Ostrom throws up a three at the other end. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Graylish for Hastings. Anna Graylish gets the ball away to a Pankratz. Hustles across the midcourt stripe. Hesitates, drives it to the wing on the right side. Contact made, foul called. It's going to go on Anna Ostrom. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 now on the Lexington Minute Maids here in this second half of play. And it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. They lob it inside. It's going to be deflected off of the back of the backboard there. It's going to be taken down by Lexington. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. That's their 8th of the ball game. Hastings High drops back in their defense now. It's going to be a man-to-man defense. Out on top here is Adil with the ball. Adil moves it over to Rowe. Down to Ostrom here on the near side. Ostrom one-hands it out on top. That's Adil for 3. Shots off of the left side. No good. Ball tapped out. And we got a jump ball on the rebound. We got a jump ball on the rebound. It's going to be Hastings' way as the arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. Corrected score last night. Lexington lost to Lincoln Pius in girls play 65-33. And it was Ostrom scoring 24 out of the 33 points for the Minute Maids in that ball game last night against the Thunderbolts. They're 1-9 in the season coming in here this afternoon, but putting up a fight with the Hastings High Tigers. Although it's a 14-point lead right now for Hastings, there's a Pankratz driving the ball in the hole. And shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Elizabeth Franzen grabs the offensive board and the putback. She's got 6 points. Again, the Tigers have done a great job all season long on rebounds, up and out-rebounding their opposition 34-27. And now Lexington wants to call a timeout as the Tigers have built a 16-point lead. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At the boys game coming up next between Hastings High and Lexington here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow, Nebraska basketball for you on our network of stations. Both the men and women playing Illinois tomorrow. We'll have the women's game here on 1230 KHAS beginning at 2. And the men will play over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Their pregame show starts at 6:30 tomorrow night. The Huskers at home, the men on the Breeze, and the women will play on the road at Illinois tomorrow. We'll have the action for the Huskers on our network of stations tomorrow on both 1230 KHAS and the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Nearing the four-minute mark here in the third quarter, the Hastings High girls out on top of Lexington. The score is 42-26. Ellie Rowe with the ball here. Free throw line extended left side. Out on top of the key. Shot put up there, no good by Fattig. Early draws iron, and the rebound comes down here to Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz runs her back the other way for Hastings. Stops at the top of the key. Gets it to Henricks. Down to Libby Knappel. Left side. Out on top now to a Sophia Pankratz. Top of the key. They get it to a Richmond, who's into the ball game now. To Knappel down low. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. Elizabeth Franzen grabs the offensive rebound. That knocked out of her hands, and Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 3:33 to play here in the third quarter. Into the ball game now is going to be Briley Lauby for the Lexington Minute Maids. Going out is going to be Fattig. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into Knappel. She loses control of the ball. Franzen picks it up. Then she's hit. Down she goes. So we got a personal foul called here on Lexington. So personal foul on the Minute Maids. It's going to go on Briley Lauby. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number six now. Or team foul number five on the Minute Maids here in this second half of play. Hastings High will play things in. That's Knappel with the ball. Knappel gets it away. Sophia Pankratz has got it out here in the three-point territory. Sends it over to Richmond on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Knappel on the wing on the right side. A lot of contact in the lane there. And a foul is going to go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Franzen. Elizabeth Franzen battling it out there in the lane. And we got a personal foul called on Franzen here. That's a second team foul on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Hastings High on top by 16. It is 42-26. Anna Ostrom with the ball. Hands it away out here to Ellie Rowe. Moves it on the dribble to the wing on the right side. Now reverses the ball. Gets to the lobby. Entry pass to get it inside to a deal. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but could be fouling the play here. Knappel got the block there, but she also got a personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her first foul in the ball game. Team foul number three on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line is going to be Blair Adil. She's got 7 points in the ball game so far. The first chance at a free throw. It's up there. And that one rims off. No good. That's only the second free throw of the day for Lexington. They're now 0 of 2 from the line. The Minute Maids have fallen behind by 16 here in the third quarter with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. That one is missed. No good. A rebound comes down to Hastings High. Richmond gets the rebound, gets it away now. The Pankratz hustles down the right sideline, now back to the center of the floor, and draws a personal foul. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Hannah Ostrom. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number six on the Minute Maids here in the second half of play. Hastings High will play things in. Pankratz will get it in to a Taylor Henricks, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the near side. Here's a Franzen deep in a corner. On the right side, Franzen to the elbow, now to Richmond. Back to Franzen. Franzen right at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it down low. That's Knappel maneuvering on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is rebounded here by Henricks. Gets it back to Knappel. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Down for the rebound. Henricks has got it. She is knocked down. No foul called. And now we got a traveling violation on Lexington as they came out there with the ball. Henricks was knocked down. No foul was called there. Lexington got the ball. They started to hit up the floor, and they're calling for the traveling violation. So the Tigers will get the ball back on the Lexington turnover. The Minute Maids now with 7 turnovers here in the basketball game. Hastings has got 8. The Tigers will play things in deep in the corner. That's going to be Pankratz with the ball. Back outside to the top of the key to Grealish. Now to Franzen. At the top of the three-point circle on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles down the baseline. Stops and pops from 5. Rashad is up there. No good. Foul call on the rebound. They go on Knappel. Libby Knappel is going to be picked up the first no foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings High here in this second half of play. We're down to 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings High out on top of Lexington in girls high school basketball, 42-26. It was 32-24 at halftime. So Lexington scored just 2 points so far here in this third quarter of play. Anna Ostrom with the ball, not a row. Moves it over there. On the right side to a Garcia, who's back into the ball game. Spins, throws up a shot. Air ball, no good. Rebound, Hastings. And he saved it from going out of bounds. Back the other way comes Taylor Henricks. She drives her left-handed layup. Good. Henricks scores. She's now got 13 points in the ball game for the Tigers. And Hastings High has opened up a 44-26 lead over Lexington. Here in the third quarter, there's Ostrom. Throws up a three-pointer. Nope, just two. Her foot was on the line, so Hannah Ostrom throws up a long two. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Under 90 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High this afternoon. There's Taylor Hendricks out on top to Libby Knappel. To Richmond moves it over in the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ostrom, and she races back the other way against Pankratz. Her shot good. Anna Ostrom gets another field goal. She's got 14 points in the ball game. 44-30. Lexington pressuring here in backcourt. Hastings High with the ball. Pankratz still back here in backcourt. They come to the near sideline in Knappel. Now to the 10-second line to Franzen. Gets it into the offensive zone. Franzen gets it in the hands now of Knappel out here. Knappel gets it to a Pankratz. 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Knappel. Free throw line extended right side to Hendricks. Now to Richmond. Two-handed pass down low. Knappel grabs the ball. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Libby Knappel gets the field goal for Hastings, and she's fouled. So go to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Knappel now with 10 points in the ball game. That was Pack committing the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to be team foul number 7. Called on Lexington here in the second half of play. So now Libby Knappel goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Hastings High out on top now by a score of 46-30. Tigers looking to move back to the 500 mark here this afternoon with a win. So Libby Knappel to the free throw line for the Tigers. 53% on the season. Shana's up there is good. The Tigers are still perfect from the line today. They are 10 out of 10 from the free throw line. And Hastings has built a 17-point lead, 47-30 in girls high school basketball this afternoon. Anna Ostrom with the ball, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Pulls up right at the top of the three-point circle, at the top of the key. Now to Rowe, drives the ball down to the baseline, runs into traffic, and a foul is going to be called. As she goes up for the shot, personal foul whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Richmond. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers here in the second half. It's going to be Lexington playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As Garcia looking to get things in. She does. Out on top, the ball deflected away from Fattig. It goes out of bounds. That was Knappel getting her hands in there for the Tiger defense. Anna Ostrom will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. 25 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter. 47-30. Hastings High out on top. They get it here to Nunez out here in three-point territory. Now to Rowe driving it to the basket. Her pass is going to be knocked down and is picked up by Hastings High. A turnover on to Lexington. Tigers have the ball now with 14 seconds to play. Sophia Pankratz has got the ball. Now to Hendricks. Free throw line extended left side. Knappel top of the key. To Richmond. Here's Pankratz. Grabs the ball. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by the Minute Maids. Hastings High turns it away. Here's Ostrom from half quarter. Shot no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play here this afternoon. The Tigers have the lead. They have a 17-point advantage now over Lexington. The score after 3. Hastings High 47. Lexington 30. You're listening to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings High out on top of the Lexington Minute Maids here in this ball game. 47-30 is the score. Hastings High outscoring Lexington 15-6 in the second quarter. So now the Minute Maids will play things in. And they lost to Lincoln Pius last night. And now they're down by 17 points here to the Hastings High Tigers, playing Hastings for the second time in 11 days. Also met this team in the GNAC tournament. These two teams met. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. An error ball by Lily Fattig. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. At the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS, Lexington and Hastings getting ready to square off here this afternoon. Richmond has got the ball for Hastings. Now to Knappel. Drive, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled into play. Knappel gets the assist. Richmond gets the assist. Libby Knappel gets the field goal. And Knappel now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Napoli now with 13 points in the ball game. Personal foul goes on Nunez. That's going to be her second. So it's going to be a Napoli to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. That is the first one they missed here this afternoon. They're now 10 out of 11 from the free throw line. And the rebound comes down here to Hannah Ostrom. So the Tigers now have a 19-point lead. It's 49-30. Here in girls high school basketball, Ellie Rowe with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Rowe, pass out on top. This is Garcia with the ball. Dribbles once, goes to Ostrom again. On the right wing, Ostrom spins at the elbow, trying to put up a shot. Can't do it. Goes out to Rowe. She drives into the goal. Contact made. Foul called. Runs over. It was Richmond down there. I think Richmond's going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be the case. Richmond picks up her second personal foul for the Tigers. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings. So going to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Ellie Rowe. She is 0 for 1 so far today. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. That shot's going to be no good. Lexington now 0 out of 4 on free throws here this afternoon. Lexington has had problems connecting from the field this year. 28% from the field, 29% from three-point territory, and 50% from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It's now a 19-point ball game again at 49-30. They're 0 for 5 on free throws. There's Taylor Hendricks with the ball down the right sideline. Hendricks comes out on top. That's Napoli with the ball. Now to Richmond. Entry pass down low. Hendricks grabs the ball. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in a play. Hendricks grabs that one just to the left of the basket. And she is fouled in a play as she goes up for the shot. It's going to go on Munoz. That's going to be her third personal foul. And that's going to send Taylor Hendricks to the free throw line. Taylor is 4 out of 4 from the line this afternoon. She's got 13 points in the ball game. And Hendricks misses her first one. She'll have one more shot here. It's up there. The shot is good. Now the Tigers have built a 20-point lead, 50-30. At girls high school basketball here this afternoon. Here comes Lexington back with the basketball. Hannah Ostrom. Really been their offense so far today. She throws up a shot from 10. No good. Gets her own rebound. Trapped along the baseline. Goes up anyway. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound is going to be brought down here by Taylor Hendricks. So she takes that ball away from Blair Deal as she runs her down to the near sideline. Taylor Hendricks tries to hand the ball away. It's deflected. Picked back up now by Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz with the ball here for Hastings High. Directing some traffic out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the left side of the floor now. They get it to Napoli. They lob the ball inside. Franzen has got it. Franzen kicks her back out to Richmond on the baseline. Her shot from 7. No good. Rebound Munoz now for Lexington. Gets it away to Hannah Ostrom. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Hastings High out on top by 20. It's 50-30 just by the six-minute mark. Here in the fourth quarter of play from the jungle at Hastings High this afternoon. Hannah Ostrom with the ball. Ostrom out here between the circles, now dribbling to the top of the key. Moves it to her right, still on a dribble. Drives it against Hendricks. Cross-court pass comes on the near side. Rowe, long-range jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers with the ball as they get her to head down. It's a Sophia Pankratz, one-on-two. Takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Franz, and her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Pankratz taking it to the hole there for Hastings High. She misses, but Elizabeth Franzen is right there. She gets the field goal and one. Now she'll go to the free throw line to try to convert on this three-point play. Personal foul there going on Lily Fattig. That's going to be her second. And now that's the 10th team foul on Lexington. So we're going to have some free throws the rest of the way here for the Tigers. Franzen into the stripe right now. She's a 74% foul shooter. Her shot is up there, and the shot's off of the mark. No good. So after hitting their first 10, the Tigers have missed her past couple of free throw attempts. Still 52-30 is the score. Rowe to the basket. Her shot no good. Richmond grabs the rebound for Hastings High down to Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz will walk the ball off the floor now for the Tigers. Across the midcourt stripe, picked up by Hannah Ostrom for Lexington. There's Libby Napple. Napple comes out to Franzen, now deep in a corner. Down there for the Tigers. There's going to be a Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz now to Richmond inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there, no good. Rowe grabs the rebound for Lexington. Rowe gets it away now to Hannah Ostrom. She'll bring her back the other way. Her team, the Lexington Minute Maids, trailing by 22 points here in the ball game. It's 52-30. Here's Lexington working with the ball. That's a deal. Then a long-range jumper put up there and in. A three-pointer by Jolie Anderson. Jolie Anderson hitting a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She falls down after throwing up the three. No foul call, but she gets the three-pointer to go down through the hole. 52-33 is the score. Hastings High on top by 19 points here this Saturday afternoon. Sophia Pancras to Richmond. They lob her down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and we got a foul call and a rebound. That was Knappel taking the ball in the hole there, and a foul is called on the Tigers on the rebound. It's going to go on Franzen. Franzen picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven of the Tigers. And now we're going to have a one-and-one situation back at the other end for Lexington. High school basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High and Lexington. It is boys-girls basketball doubleheader. Adams Central is playing a couple of ball games in St. Paul tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia playing some afternoon games today in Lincoln against Lincoln Christian. There's a pack at the free throw line now for Lexington. She's got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be the Tigers' ball on the rebound. So 0 for 6 for Lexington from the free throw line here this afternoon. Libby Knappel will play things in for the Tigers. Lexington again applying some pressure back here. Knappel gets it in, gets it back. Now she gets it to Richmond in the forecourt to Anna Graylish, who flips the ball to the near sideline. To Pancratz down in the corner. With the basketball down there for Hastings High is going to be, let's see, Reimer, who's back into the ball game, and back inside to Richmond, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Lexington. That's going to go on Ellie Rowe. That's going to be her fourth. And that's going to send Bailey Richmond to the free throw line. Richmond has got 2 points in the ball game thus far on the field goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's out of her troubles from the free throw line this year. She's now 2 out of 9 from the stripe. Here comes Taylor Henricks back into the ball game now for Hastings High. And going out will be Pancratz, has had a good ball game here today. Again, she did not play a whole lot in the second quarter because of foul trouble. Here's the next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. That's Knappel going up, and she's caught on the arm, and a foul is going to be called. And Knappel will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Anna Ostrom picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Libby Knappel. She is 5 out of 6 from the line. They're over the 10-foul limits. All the Hastings High free throws from here on out are going to be the two-shot variety. Libby Knappel throws up her first one. It's good. That makes the score 53-33 in favor of the Tigers. Hastings would go to 5-5 after this one here today if they can hang on down the stretch. Second shot is up there. It is good. We got 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play, and the Tigers have built a 54-33 lead over Lexington. These two teams meeting for the second time in 11 days after playing each other during the holidays during the GNAC tournament. Ellie Rowe goes over on the right side. There's a shot taken there by Julie Anderson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings running back the other way. That's going to be Libby Knappel driving the ball to the rack. Her shot no good. Had the rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Lexington basketball. Lexington will play things in. End of the ball game now is going to be a Briley Lauby. For Lexington, and going out will be a deal. 3:34 to play. We've got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Lexington and Hastings High. The Hastings High boys currently sitting at 5-5 in the season. There's Ostrom driving the ball down the lane. She runs into some traffic, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Tigers. It's going to be called on Anna Graylish. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on Hastings. This will be a two-shot foul, however, as Hannah Ostrom was in the act of shooting, so get a couple of shots. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get another one. And she scored 24 points last night. She scored 24 out of the 33 when Lexington lost to Lincoln Pius at home, 65-33. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hannah Ostrom now has 16 points in the ball game. It's 54-35. The Tigers are out on top. Anna Graylish with the ball for Hastings. Now Libby Knappel into the forecourt. Knappel on the wing. She's open but won't throw up the shot. Here's Henricks at the top of the key. Now to Richmond. She holds the ball. Richmond moves it over in the left wing. With the basketball there, it's going to be Reimer. Loses control of it. It was picked up by Henricks as she moves the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Libby Knappel. She circles around, drives into the basket, and loses control of the ball out of bounds. A turnover on the Tigers. That's their 11th of the ball game. It's going to be Lexington coming back the other way. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings Ashley Craig is going to come into the ball game now for Hastings. Craig is a 5'10" junior. Coming out will be Knappel. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in this one. It's 54-35. The Tigers are out on top. Here comes Lexington back with the ball. Out here in three-point territory. Ostrom moves it left to right across the top of the key. Her entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Richmond. Richmond gets the ball now for Hastings High into the hands of Henricks, who brings the ball back in the offensive zone. Henricks moves it over here to Reimer. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Graylish to the top of the key. Now to Richmond. Richmond holds it still beyond the three-point arc. Now to Henricks. She drives the ball toward the basket. Throws it up there right-handed. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot no good. Battle for the rebound. And we got a foul called. Lexington grabs the ball down there. That was a Briley Lobby grabbing the ball, but she is fouled in the play. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. We'll have some, at least a one-and-one back at the other end for Lexington. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. In the basketball game, Taylor Henricks picks up the personal foul. Lobby goes to the free throw line. She has not scored so far today. So Briley Lobby will throw up a 1-1. Her first one is up there and in. She'll get the bonus. 54-36 is the score. Hastings High out on top. Tigers have a date next week with Lincoln Pius during the week. Second shot is up there by Lobby. That's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. And now we got a jump ball back here in the backcourt. Possession is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Hastings will get it. Tigers will play at Lincoln Pius next Thursday, and then return home and play McCook next Friday. So Hastings will play Lincoln Pius next. That's a team that is undefeated on the season, sitting at 7-0 as play gets underway tonight across the state. There's a turnover by the Tigers in backcourt. A shot's going to be thrown up there by Ostrom. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings, but stepping on the end line was Reimer. It's going to be Lexington playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:03 remaining here in this fourth quarter. It's 54-36. Tigers have the lead here in this one. Inbounds pass is going to be chipped and it's going to be intercepted. Turnover on Lexington. I've got them with 10 turnovers now in the ballgame. Here comes Hastings High back with the ball. Out on top here in this ball game. They got it to an 11-0 lead in this contest and have never trailed in it. Richmond has got it deep in the corner on the left side out to Anna Graylish. Holds the ball. Bounce pass comes inside. It's going to be tipped away from Craig. Scramble is on. 3-4 players at the deck, and we got a jump ball called. This time the arrow pointing in favor of Lexington. So they will get it on the Hastings High turnover. So next up for the Tigers will be undefeated Lincoln Pius. That will be in the capital city. Lincoln Pius 7-0 in the season. Then Hastings will come back and play McCook next Friday night, a team that is currently sitting at 4-6 as action gets underway today. They get the ball to the high post. Lexington trying to set things up offensively. Very unorganized here as Hannah Ostrom moves it out. Ball down the left side of the lane. Gets it to Rowe. She drives it to the hole, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds, and Lexington will play things in. Munia is coming back into the ball game now. Beverly Trevino is going to come in now for Lexington with a minute and 16 seconds to play here in this one. Tigers out on top by a score of 54-36. Lexington will play things in. Trevino has got the ball. Trevino moves it down in the corner to Anderson. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound Richmond. Richmond has got the ball for the Tigers. And here comes Hastings High back at the floor. Anna Graylish into the offensive zone. Now with a minute to play. They move it down in the corner. Back outside now to Anna Graylish. As Hastings High has got some second teamers in there. Craig has got the ball at the top of the key. Over to Graylish now. Takes it into the paint. Stops there. Goes back outside. A long-range jumper is put up there. No good. Rebound. Trevino had it. She lost it. It comes rolling out here to Craig. Hastings High has got the ball back here. Tigers with it here in the offensive zone. That's going to be Craig with it. Anna Graylish drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Stops and pops. Shot good. Anna Graylish now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings High leading again by 20. It is 56-36 with 30 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Lobby has got it over here on the high right side. As Jolie Anderson with the ball, gets it inside to Munoz. Munoz tries to hand the ball away. It's deflected away by Anderson. Picked up by Hastings High. Lexington committing a turnover. Here comes Richmond back the other way for Hastings. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Now to Annie Graylish. She just hangs on the ball, puts it on the floor. Now dribbles out here with 2 seconds. 1 second, and this one is in the books. The Hastings High Tigers won it here this afternoon by 20 points. Over the Lexington Minute Maids, the final score of 56-36. Hastings High improves to 5 wins and 5 losses on the season as they get ready to play Lincoln Pius next Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Lexington Minute Maids, they drop to 1 win and 10 losses. And Lexington has got a tough one as well as they will play at Kearney Catholic next Tuesday night. Kearney Catholic, of course, ranked number 1 in Class C1. They're undefeated on the season as well at 11-0. So both of these teams have dates with undefeated teams on their next outing. But tonight, the Hastings High Tigers can celebrate the victory here this afternoon. Hastings knocks off Lexington in girls high school basketball 56-36. Back with the final totals right after this.
Looking for somewhere to protect your boat, camper, car, or all the other equipment you own? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881. Gene or Colby are ready to help you design an Astro building that will meet your needs and fit your budget. Astro buildings are attractive, adaptive, and most of all, affordable. Whether large or small, simple or detailed, an experienced Astro crew will put up a custom-designed building for you using only quality materials and expert workmanship. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge. With top name brands and personal service from Steve Barino and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
What are you doing?
Changing the baby.
How long does it take?
Just a minute is all.
Takes a little longer to change your website, and that's what we're doing right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com. The brand new ShopWheelerDealer.com will be online in just a few more days.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Hastings High girls pick up a win in the opener today over Lexington, the score of 56-36. Tigers scored the first 11 points of the basketball game this afternoon, got out to a 22-12 lead at the end of one quarter. Lexington closed the gap down to 3 points in the second period at 25-12 with about 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Then Hastings High scores 7 straight points to go on top again by 10 at 32-22. Lexington scoring the final field goal of the first half to pull within 8 points at halftime at 32-24. But then the Tigers outscore Lexington 15-6 in the third quarter. They go out on top 47-30 after three, and they cruise to the victory here this afternoon as Hastings High knocks off Lexington by the score of 56-36. So again, the Tigers, they improved to 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. They've got Lincoln Pius on the docket next. That'll be next Thursday in Lincoln. Lexington, they dropped to 1 win and 10 losses. They will play undefeated and top-ranked Kearney Catholic coming up next Tuesday in Kearney. In the final score on this one, it was Hastings 56, Lexington 36. We'll come back and check the totals right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers.
All right,
think
yeah, we've got
owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Okay.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. In between games here today, Hastings High and Lexington, as we get set for the boys' ball game coming up next. We'll get to the final numbers here in this ball game, brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at Food Cupboard and save big today. Hastings High, they were led here this afternoon by Taylor Hendricks, Libby Knapple, Sophia Pankratz, all hitting double figures for the Tigers here this afternoon. Libby Knapple led the way. She had 15 points in the ball game. Knapple had four field goals, and she was 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. So Libby scores 15 points. Taylor Hendricks, she had 14 for Hastings as Taylor knocked down three two-point field goals and a three-pointer, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. So 15 for Knapple and 14 for Taylor Hendricks. Sophia Pankratz, she had 13 points in the game today. 11 of those came in the first half. Pankratz had a couple of three-pointers. She had three two-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Pankratz had 13. The other scores for Hastings High, Elizabeth Franzen had 8 points. She had 4 field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring in the ball game today was Anna Graylish, as she scores a couple of field goals and 4 points. Bailey Richmond, she had a field goal for 2, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings High ended up shooting 13 out of 19 from the free throw line today, unofficially 12 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Lexington Minute Maids, just like it has been all season long, Hannah Ostrom scores 16 points to lead the Lexington Minute Maids. She knocks down two three-point field goals, and she had 4 two-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hannah Ostrom scores 16 to lead the Lexington Minute Maids here in the ball game today. Blair Adil, she had 7 points. She had a three-pointer, a couple of two-point field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Ellie Rowe had a three-pointer and a two-pointer. She was 0 of 3 from the line for 5 points. We had Jolie Anderson hitting a tray for her only score in the ball game, 3 points. And Kaylin Pack, she had a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line, 4 points. Lexington, 3 out of 10 from the free throw line in the ball game today, unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings High led at the end of the first quarter 22-12. They led at halftime 32-24. Led at the end of three quarters 47-30. And the Tigers go on to win the basketball game today by 20 points over Lexington, a score of 56-36. Our final number is brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, you can shop at Food Cupboard and save big today. We'll take one more timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Hastings High Tiger basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Jungle at Hastings High in the girls' ball game today. It was Hastings High knocking off Lexington by a score of 56-36. We've got the boys' game coming up next, but the boys' junior varsity game is still going on in the other gym. We had a rapidly moving girls' ball game here this afternoon. The boys' game is not supposed to start until 5:15 this afternoon, but we're still waiting on the boys' junior varsity game to finish up in the other gym here at Hastings High. So we're going to have some time in between ball games here this afternoon. We'll send it back to the station. We've got Lance Creech standing by, the head coach for the Hastings High Tigers. He'll join us here in just a few minutes. So we're going to have just a little bit of a break in between games here of our high school basketball doubleheader. We'll send you back to the station. We'll come back with the Hastings High boys up against Lexington in just a few minutes, so stay with us. Again, in the first ball game, Hastings knocked off Lexington by a score of 56-36 for 1230 KHIS.